This new highway running through Nairobi is the most expensive road per kilometre ever built in Kenya. Its initial cost of nearly $600 million rose by about a third, with little explanation given by the government. Anti-corruption activists say it's just the latest overpriced infrastructure project enriching corrupt politicians. Most road users are still stuck in traffic on the old road, unable to afford the tolls. And motorbike taxi drivers like Duncan Akello aren't allowed to use it.
The government has been corrupt. Those who are working in government are very much corrupt. So I think corruption is a problem.
Kenyans are due to vote in general elections on Tuesday. The Anti-Graft Commission recommended 241 candidates be disqualified from running because of corruption, but almost all of them have been allowed to run.
There's been always questions about where he got his wealth.
Corruption scandals have been the subject of many of Patrick Githara's political cartoons. He's often drawn both of the main contenders for president, former Prime Minister Raila Odinga and Deputy President William Ruto.
They've all been implicated and have been part of this system that has been looting from Kenyans for a long time. It's one of the reasons why Kenya develops sort of at a crawling pace, you know, when it could be running. Lots of our resources are actually not spent on ourselves, they're spent on the corrupt, on politicians.
When Raila Odinga was Prime Minister, some of his family members were implicated in a scandal of stolen maize subsidies. He's been telling his supporters that he's the one who can fight corruption. Both of the main candidates accuse the other of corruption, and both of them deny it.
William Ruto oversaw those maize subsidies as agriculture minister. He's also promising to fight corruption. He's been deputy president for the last 9 years, during which activists say corruption has ballooned, as has borrowing to fund it. China lent the money to build the new highway. It's one of several costly infrastructure projects built by the government of Ruto and outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta.
When the present administration was elected, for every $100 of tax collection, debt servicing was 20. Today, it's close to 56. Now that can't continue forever, because then it means that there's insufficient money to actually pay for other public services, or more borrowing is going to take place.
Meanwhile, candidates are promising to tackle the soaring cost of living, but things may get worse before they get better. The IMF wants Kenya to end food and fuel subsidies to prevent a debt crisis. Officials in the incoming government will expect their share of patronage. Kenya faces a massive economic challenge. Whatever the next leader does, Kenyans will likely pay the price. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Nairobi, Kenya.
All right, for more on this, let's bring in Jackie Nwoki. She is a lawyer and analyst based in Nairobi. Good to have you with us. First of all, does it look like we're witnessing something of a turning point in this election, with voters focusing more on economics, on corruption concerns, rather than the usual sort of ethnic and personality politics?
First of all, thank you for having me. Yes, I'd say that, because we are now more, the concern that Kenyans have is about how much will it cost, how will it affect our daily lives? Do we get, how much will our food cost, our children going to school? So yes, very much we've shifted. We're looking at bigger issues now, and I'm very happy about it.
What is causing that shift? Is this the fallout from the war in Ukraine and COVID crises?
COVID definitely led to a massive shift, because even in Kenya, it affected especially the campaign period. We had a number of campaigns cancelled during the COVID period because of safety concerns. And I think it's changed the way in which our politicians could approach people, because it's just more recently, towards the end of the electioneering period, where we began to see crowds. But before that, they couldn't use that approach. And the cost of living has risen sharply. So Kenyans are more concerned with how is my pocket being hit, and with the fuel subsidy being taken away
How is that building up the frustrations people have with corruption?
It definitely is, because you're being hit more. Everything has gone up. In fact, recently I saw a statistic where the value of 1,000 Kenya shillings compared to what it was in 2013 is 542 shillings. So right now, going to the supermarket, people are spending double what they were spending, buying power. Everything has become really expensive. So Kenyans, right now, I feel like people are living more hand-to-mouth than they ever have before. So given, that changes how we look at it.
Given the accusations that have been made to the candidates concerning corruption, do any of them have that strong sort of mandate or record in front of the people to really say, hey, I'm the champion of corruption?
I think at this point, the overwhelming feeling amongst Kenyans, and there are two camps. There are Kenyans who are hopeful because none of them really represents what corruption is. Corruption in Kenya is institutional. It's been there for years. Both of them have actually served in government before. There's a general sentiment that they haven't been able to address this during their time as people, leaders and people in positions of power. They could influence policy that could help us. But at the same time, that leans more towards apathy. And on the other side, because this year, there's a lot of voter apathy this time. But on the other side, there are the Kenyans who are hopeful that knowing where we've gotten to, that we are up against the wall, and what our debt levels have become. We're hoping that whoever comes in comes with hopefully a new approach to leadership. And also the new IMF, whatever IMF is putting as the new stricter rules that they're giving Kenya, Kenyans are hoping that that will also force leadership to handle things a bit differently.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your thoughts and analysis.
Yeah, thank you.